Welcome back, everyone. We are going to jump right back into our March 2025 Commission meeting. Thanks to everybody who was here for the public hearing and open forum. At this time, we're going to try to get back on track for a little bit. We're going to take number 7, which is our petitions, and I understand we may have the petitioner joining us online, so I'm looking at our team to see if they see him yet. Okay, so what we'll do then, I want to give him the opportunity to try to get back on. If we could, Director Van Meteren, could we jump to number 8, and this is our finalization, which would allow the petitioner some time to get back on.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Rowling, Jeff Van Meteren, Director of Parks and Recreation. Yeah, if you'd turn to item number 8 in your books there. I'm for you today to seek your finalization of our rule regarding the leaving of human remains at Bear Butte State Park. So a little background on this. In 2002, at the request of the tribal groups representing the Bear Butte Forum, which is an annual meeting we host with numerous tribal folks, they requested that we put forward the rule that's here before you here today. That was acted on by the commission back then and became rule. The reason behind that request was that the spreading of human remains in at Bear Butte is not in accordance or with their accepted spiritual and cultural practices. And we have a real close relationship with the tribal folks. They look at Bear Butte as a sacred area. So the commission actually put that rule forward back in 2002, and it was in place for not quite 20 years. But then in 2019, the department went through a rule cleanup process, and the rule was inadvertently repealed. The proposals that's before you again today just simply reinstates the former rule. We have had no public comments on this, and I'm just asking you today to finalize this rule before you. And with that, I'll stand by for questions.
Very good. Questions or comments?
Move to approve the finalization of the Bear Butte public use restriction.
Travis Beese has moved to approve the finalization. We need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner White. I will just simply say we've had no public concerns over this. I think it's straightforward, and I think it's a good direction to go.
Thank you. With that,
all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. It is finalized and approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. So with that, we are going to move to item number 7, petitions. And we've got Tom, will you introduce it? And then I don't know if
yes.
The petitioner is on. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Next item that we will address on your commission agenda is number 7. It is the single petition that we have received over the last month for you to address here today. This petition is from Mr. Tom Riddle out of the Mitchell, South Dakota area, and it has to do with jackrabbits. And I do believe Mr. Riddle is on the phone. And I just would share with you, Commissioners, that both Andrew Norton, our Wildlife Program Administrator, and myself have both visited with Mr. Riddle on the phone, just talking about his petition, having some good conversations with him, making sure he had the ability to visit with you folks today as well. So, Madam Chair, I think the best approach would be to give Mr. Riddle the opportunity to share some reasons, justification for bringing forward the petition, then I will follow up with some comments after he concludes. So, Mr. Riddle, if you can hear us, we'd like to turn the floor over to you so that you could address the commissioners on your petition. Tom, can you hear us?
I believe it's, is it star 9 to unmute? Is he able to unmute?
Yeah, Tom, if you could try star 9 to unmute your phone. I believe you were traveling, so I know you were trying to stop and talk
star
to the commission.
Star 6, they're telling us. Star 6.
Star 6.
Yep.
Okay. Tom, I can still see, or we can see you're still muted.
Can we manually unmute your phone? Mute him? Have we lost connection with him altogether?
Madam Chair, why don't you let me try to just call him, and I'll hold my phone over the microphone. We'll improvise here.
Very good. We'll be at ease for just a second here.
Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, commissioners, and everybody in attendance. I appreciate this opportunity. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Tom.
Perfect. Our petition, and I say our, is through the Doral County Fish and Game Club out of West Sand Springs, South Dakota. And it is a group that is into conservation and, of course, the youth advancement into wildlife and all of its resources. And a subject that's come up quite often, and that we would like to see if it could be addressed, and it is jackrabbits. It seems like we're having dwindling amounts. And when this club banded for a meeting, they wanted to do some due diligence on it, so they sought my attendance to confer with each part of the state, sort of just pick one. So I had Lee Waslin up in Watertown and Tyler Graham from our center in Mitchell and several others all through the state, about five, and wanted the general consensus if they're seeing many jackrabbits. And everybody came to about the same amount. There was four or five resident ones. And so what we're proposing is a season and a limit on jackrabbits, a season limit of, or a daily limit of two with a possession limit of five times two would be 10. Now, that sounds like kind of a large amount, but what this step does is brings awareness that the rabbits are getting to be less and less, and we feel that that's a piece of how we can make conservation work. We also do not want to tax the COs, the conservation officers, on new seasons or put a sportsman out there in jeopardy that, yeah, it's out of season type of thing, or you've shot too many. So if we could coincide that with the cottontail and squirrel season, we thought that would alleviate some pressures on law enforcement and the sportsmen. But we know there's several contributing factors for this maybe lack of rabbits. And, of course, we know predators, change of conservation, farming habits, and many other items do enter that equation. But more than anything, we know this is hard to navigate a new law of that such. But I do think this is the first step of kind of seeing something that may need attendance. And, of course, more coyotes, that means USD fans and maybe an alumni of the Brookings. We want to see the rabbits flourish. So on that, I'm going to turn it back over. If you guys have any questions for me, I'll stay on the line. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate it.
Very good.
So, Madam Chair, again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division, and again, had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Riddle this morning again over this topic and thanked him for bringing this forward and having that conversation. From a department standpoint, again, appreciate the conversation. This isn't the first time that we either internally haven't talked about jackrabbits. Certainly, as a species, they are cyclical. They're cyclical in nature. At times, you'll see higher numbers. At times, you'll see lower numbers. Not uncommon in the rabbit arena, if I may, but When we look at jackrabbits, one of the things that's very obvious to us, it's a grassland-dependent species. And when you talk about that, what we've certainly noticed, in particular in eastern South Dakota, are landscape changes that have occurred over multiple decades. There is less grassland, more cropland. Obviously, that's obvious to all of us. Those types of habitat changes, landscape changes, certainly play into where we are at with jackrabbit population numbers out there. Even in visiting to our own staff, we hear of sightings in some areas. We're seeing relatively good numbers, and they see a fair number of jackrabbits. In other areas, they see fewer numbers, and those do change from time to time. So from the standpoint of habitat changes, landscape changes, loss of grassland habitat out there, fewer CRP acres, those types of things certainly play into it. As the petitioner stated also, there are other factors. Predation plays into it, whether it's mammalian, such as coyote, fox, or it's avian predators, raptors, hawks, owls, whatever it might be, play into those things as well. Weather factors can play into what those numbers look like. So those are the primary things that really play tribute to the jackrabbit population numbers. From a hunting perspective, you look back in particular over the last couple of decades, we would look at it from hunting being negligible from a standpoint of impacting the population. Very, very few people go out and single out jackrabbits from a hunting perspective right now. Maybe it's because of where they see limited numbers in some areas or other reasons. But certainly you do not see that occurring out there. The one last thing that I would share with you as a commission body, as we received this petition here just a day and a half ago or so, and having the opportunity to have some internal conversations, one thing that we did find very quickly in a cursory view, I know we found at least one or two potential statutes out there where the request that's being asked to have the have a season or a shorter time frame for jackrabbits would be in direct conflict of what some state statutes talking about, in particular for having jackrabbit available year-round. So establishing an administrative rule that's going to conflict state statute becomes troublesome very quickly, and it's also important to remember and realize that an administrative rule, i.e. setting a season, cannot supersede what statute also has in place as well. Now, there could be other statutes that we're not even thinking of at the moment or something that we would have to look at as well. So considering what has been brought forward here from a request, our recommendation to the commission at this point in time would be to deny the petition. Certainly appreciate bringing this conversation forward. I don't anticipate this conversation going away. But based on what we do know from landscape changes, habitat changes, this is a grassland-dependent species. The fact that hunting has been negligible to the population in itself right now, and looking at the potential conflict of statute and potential new administrative rule, our recommendation would be to deny the petition at this point in time. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back over to you and try to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good. Any questions for Tom or comments at this time?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner White.
Thank you. And I think Mr. Cushman for his response. Weston Springs is in my district. I have attended at least two of their club organizations on a monthly basis because they've asked me to come over, because they do a great job with their young people. They have a great following of their young people. And this came up during one of their meetings of maybe we should do something because we just aren't seeing any rabbits anymore. And it is in one of those areas where there isn't a lot of grasslands. And I said, well, you know, there's one thing that you can do if you want to put together a petition and have it approached to the commission. That is the way that you actually develop a feeling for how it's going to go. And this is what they've done. I applaud them for having the resource concerns that they have and have brought that forward. So even though it may not or will not become reality, I applaud Weston Springs and their young people for having this brought to our attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner White. Additional comments or questions? Seeing no comments or questions, we do need a motion and a second. Commissioner Beast, question?
Commissioner Beast, if we did put this to get the comment, would it be able to just mirror the cottontail season so it wouldn't be such a big deal? You just add that to that season species?
To the chair. Commissioner Beast, so that would certainly be one way of looking at it. Again, I think we'd first have to make sure that if there are statutes that say something different for jackrabbits, that we'd first have to figure out how we would address that and consider that before we could establish a season of the same months that cottontail rabbits are available to hunt on private land or public land, those types of things. So again, could it be done? Yes, there could be ways to do it, but I think we first have to take a few steps back and look at these other pieces to make sure that we even have, number one, the ability or authority as used the commission to establish such a season that would not conflict with statute first from a season setting perspective. Once that could be figured out, then we could have that conversation of what would that look like, those types of things, whether it's season dates. You know, I would tell you, even in our conversations, the concept of a daily limit or a possession limit and those things would certainly require some more conversation, because I'm not sure that understanding right now that harvest is a negligible impact on the population, the need or necessity to even have a daily bag limit or a possession limit, not even sure that that would be necessary. So I think there's steps that have to occur first to make sure that we have the ability slash authority to create such a season structure, and then we could have some of those further conversations.
Additional questions, comments, Commissioner Beast?
I guess I would like to see what the public has to say about it. I know just the other day, I was so thrilled. I was going down East French Creek Road, and I seen a jackrabbit for the first time in years. Next day, I come back, laying her dead on the road because somebody ran it over, took our only jackrabbit out of our county. But I don't know. I guess I would like to see what the public says. It's not that big of a deal, but I'd like to see if the public has any interest, you know, myself. But that depends on the board if they want to push it forward or not.
Additional questions, comments from the commission? Commissioner Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. It's interesting to see that it isn't just my neighborhood that's having trouble, that's got a lower population of jackrabbits. I didn't know it was extending out as far as 300 miles west of me. Appreciate that Mr. Riddle has brought this petition forward. I would be a little lukewarm on it, probably non-supportive of it. Just because I think we need a little more background at this time, maybe if the department would want to give us a feel for what they think is happening with the population. It's definitely down, and obviously everywhere in the state. I just don't know if it would be effective, this petition. So just thought I'd mention that.
Additional comments from the commission. I would just, to Commissioner Beast's comments, I always think it's a positive way to go to see what the public has to say on some of the issues we bring forward. But where my hesitation is, statute that's already been found could potentially be a barrier for us, regardless of any input that we get from the public. And the timing of the petition coming in so late certainly didn't provide a lot of time for the department to do a deeper dive on those statutes and additional details. So I too would, while I hear Commissioner Beast's comments on the public, I too am lukewarm just simply due to our statutes that might create a barrier for us should we move forward. Commissioner Bartling.
Commissioner Bartling, Madam Chair, at this point I'll move to deny the petition.
Motion to deny by Commissioner Bartling. We would need a second. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. comments on that motion?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Bartlett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I appreciate all the comments. I think for all the reasons stated that it may be premature to push the petition forward, because I do believe the department will continue to look at the measure and see if there is even a possibility to undertake this as an opportunity for public comment. But I think at this point in time, it's time to deny it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner. Additional comments? Commissioner Teal.
I would kind of mirror those comments, but one thing, I'm a huge Jackrabbits fan, so I think we all should keep an eye on this, and if it becomes a lasting problem, like 3-4 years down the road, I know rabbits are very prolific and they come back very quickly. There's some old time sayings and they hold true. So hopefully it's just a trend of some sort of weather events or whatever it may be. But maybe if something doesn't change in the coming years, we could look a little deeper into it. But that's all I got.
Additional comments from the commission? Seeing none, we will move forward. The motion is to deny the petition. All those in favor of denying the petition signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Aye.
No. We have two opposed. Mm-hmm. So that is not a quorum to move forward because that is only four ayes. Am I correct with that? Yes. Additional questions, comments from the commission? It is. Commissioner Wong.
Madam Chair, I go along with Commissioner Bartling's thought process. What I'd like to see us do is maybe move this to the next meeting and have you give you a chance to check your issues that you think are a part of that, and then we can do an actual vote on the parameters that all have to be taken into consideration. I would rather see us do that than just at this point turn this down without pursuing that. I guess that's my thought process.
So Director Kirschman, is that something that the department? Yeah, we could potentially table the petition at this time. I'm looking at our attorney. We cannot. So we'll have to take action today. There could be the possibility, could the petitioner bring it back?
Madam Chair, if
yes,
I can interrupt.
Secretary.
I
yes,
do
please.
Believe we have a commissioner online. I did not know if he cast his vote, so I would maybe ask for a roll call vote.
We could do that. Is Commissioner Cole online? I'm not seeing him. Commissioner Cole, are you able to hear us and vote?
I guess I would change my vote if the department researches this and sees if it's possible to do, if we have the authority to do that. And then if it is, we can come back and put a commissioner's petition in.
Director Kirschman?
Madam Chair, I guess I was just going to sit in here as you're having your conversation. What we could do is pull information together. We could come back and basically bring you an information item and talk about this at a bigger picture. And then once you have that information in front of you, we have the time to do that research and the combination of all that stuff. Then you could make a determination if you want to create a commission proposal at that time, which again, you have that discretion and authority to do. So we could pull together an information item for an upcoming commission meeting and talk to you about this particular species. And we could even look ahead at the schedule when we bring small game recommendations or something like that and include it with those types of recommendations and as an information item, if that would serve the purpose of what you're thinking here today.
So we'll have to fail the previous vote and then come back and re-motion and re-vote again? Is that right?
Or could we just have the two commissioners change their vote? I'm looking to our staff attorney for his guidance. Yeah.
Madam Chair, I believe that the standard operating procedure at this point would call for a roll call vote.
Okay. So the motion on the table is to deny the petition. And for the record, we are going to do a roll call vote, which will also include Commissioner Cole, who is joining us virtually today. So with that, I will look to our secretary to do the roll call, and we'll each verbally present our vote.
Commissioner Rickler?
I vote aye.
Commissioner
B.
Aye.
Commissioner Bartley?
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Walken?
Aye.
Commissioner Teal?
Aye.
Commissioner White?
Aye.
Thank you. And with that, that motion does move forward. Thank you for your guidance as we worked through that, and thank you to the department for allowing us the ability to suggest additional ways to keep this conversation going. Very good. Thank you all for that. And we